can go to Brian McGrath, Bush Christmas.
I think he come back a little knock today, really. Got the in-form Konski and Martin Harley.
If you had to choose one above the other?
I'd side with Bush Christmas. I think he's got a great attitude. And we've got the match practice, so I'd probably side with Bush Christmas.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Bush Christmas in front, and a well-deserved win it is for Bush Christmas. Goes on to win.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We do have the early mail on this Thursday morning. We're racing at Mornington today. As Rama alluded to, it's pretty gloomy out in the city here in Melbourne at the moment. I wonder what it's like down at Mornington. Michael Sui is the track manager and he joins us. Give us a weather update, please, Michael.
Yeah, it's definitely overcast, so similar to the city, but hopefully a slight, maybe a few showers forecast, so hopefully that don't eventuate.
All right, so what forecast have you got? That it will clear?
Yeah, I think it's probably mostly going to stay overcast for the day, but like I said, hopefully the showers stay away.
All right. What have we got from a track perspective?
Yeah, good four. I got the rail at the four-metre position last week when I was back in Truro, so push out 4 metres on fresh ground, going 69.9 and the soil moisture is 3.6%.
All right. So you're happy with where things are at?
Yeah, no, very good. I said that the ground's slightly fresh and expect the race well.
Terrific, Michael. Thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, so that's Michael Sui there from Mornington. So a good four with the rail out 4 metres. Scotty, over to you.
Yeah, now we've got Pat Carey on the line. Morning, Pat.
Good morning.
Now, you got three going to Mornington. You start race one, number one. A lot of people like that. Annie's Missile, who first start was in a nice race at Flemington, had a bit of a break. What's she going to do today?
She was good on debut in the middle of the year. Flemington, and she's had a little bit of a troublesome time through the trials. One of the horses in a set of jump outs here went berserk beside her in the gates one day, and she didn't appreciate that, and she's had a bit of trouble getting a barrier ticket, so she's been a bit delayed getting back to the track. But she was, like I said, good on debut and around her home track. I think she'll appreciate the 6 furlongs, and she'll run well.
I like that. Then over in race four, you've got number 10, Epsom Days. Fourth career start, you've pushed it out to the 2-4, clearly a stayer.
Yeah, looking for the right trip.
We're going to keep going out?
I said to the owner, he could be our Jericho Cup horse one day. And she said to me, gee, he's a bit young, isn't he? I said, they didn't think about that when they sent our boys to Gallipoli. he's just a raw staying sort of horse who's, you know, a bit one-paced. And, somewhere along the line he'll find his niche.
And then over in race seven, you got Twas One Morning, who's in a class one. What's he been doing for you?
Its last two runs have been respectable, like held up in the run, sort of when the opportunity was there for her to run well in the race, and we've just freshened her up and brought her back to 1200. Chink in the arm of her, she's not great out of the gates, but if she takes a position, she run well.
So which one's the best, Pat?
Oh, look, I think Annie's Missile's, got the most, open to the most sort of potential and improvement at this stage.
Perfect. Thanks again.
No worries. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Pat. So Pat Carey there looking ahead to Mornington. And Scotty, we're going to dabble up with you today. You can have a chat to Philip Stokes
again.
As well.
Morning, Philip.
Yeah, good morning.
Now, you got a first starter in race two, Miss Allure. How's she been travelling in the lead-up?
I'm just going to see if we're going to scratch her maybe save her something else. She drew a little bit wide today and looks a bit tough, that race.
All right, well, potential out. Then over to race six, number three, Maruku, having its fourth start, already won one.
Yeah, look, I thought his last run was respectable. He got out wide, tried to run on, just probably looking for the 1,500 of the mile now. He's still a colt, so I've just had to tinker with gear, but he's just been thinking a little bit, so I'm sort of hoping the wink is helping today and looks well-placed.
And then in race seven, number five, Hayington Station. It was very impressive at Maui, winning a maiden.
Yeah, really nice horse. Still learning his craft. He's a bit of a hard horse to train, but happy with him. And
Lucky again with a good barrier. Looks like very well placed in that race.
Ooh, can you split which one out of race six and race seven?
Oh, look, they're both very nice horses. I think they'll both be, you know, very competitive.
Ooh, lean in.
Hankin Station.
There it is. We got it, Whitey, eventually.
Thank you very much, Philip. Good luck today, and also good luck over the carnival. I know you've got a few key chances going in over the next 4 or 5 weeks.
Thank you very much.
Philip Stokes joining us there for Mornington. So please recap the best bets for our punters, Scott.
Pat Carey, race one, number one, Annie's Missile, who's favourite at the minute from the TAB. And then for Philip Stokes, over race seven, number five, Hayington Station, who I think I know some owners of, and I think it's a pretty classy horse.